We are now approaching the final days of the cooling-off period before a second potential strike after weeks of dysfunctional negotiations at BART. Why has it turned out this way? In early August, BART management pleaded with the governor for a further 60 days so it could continue negotiations and prevent a disruptive stoppage. As soon as the cooling-off period started, however, management refused to meet, telling the unions that the governor's injunction did not require that it schedule new negotiations, only that the parties avoid a strike or lockout. Management has also failed to present any meaningful new proposals during the cooling-off period. Its first new proposal came on day 53, and that kept the old base wage offer while adding a regressive healthcare proposal. BART unions, in contrast, have halved their original proposal and agreed to contribute 15% more to their health benefits. Finally, BART's controversial out-of-state negotiator, Tom Hawke, has been absent for extended periods throughout the negotiations. He was unavailable for almost one-third of the 30-day extension in July, and last week, Hawke once again went AWOL during a critical stage in negotiations. Unless something unexpected happens at the bargaining table in the next 2 days, there will be no negotiated settlement to this dispute. Governor Brown may intervene to prevent a stoppage, but he should be clear about who has scuppered this opportunity for labour peace. From day one of the cooling-off period, BART management has obstructed bargaining and driven negotiations towards a second strike. With a perspective, I'm John Logan.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.